You are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Frank Laris. I live in Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Ray in Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Wayne Morgan. I live in Franklin, Kentucky. We're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Matt from Williamstown, Kentucky, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Jeremy from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Dustin McDaniel from Covington, Tennessee, here to rock with the coup, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
You're listening to Concert Blast with Eric Singer, and I'm hanging out. What's up?
This is Chuck Garrett, bass player for the Alice Cooper Band, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is the hardest working man in show business, Damon Johnson, and you're listening to Concert Blast with Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.
Hey there, this is Calico Cooper with Alice Cooper. You're listening to Mike, Brian, and Tom, my good buddies on Concert Blast.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I helped the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen.
This is Tom Thompson along with
Mike Arnold
and
Brian Hasbrook over here.
Hey guys, we are downtown Nashville and it is a great night and we're going to see the crazy, wild,
fabulous
Alice Cooper Show. That's right, man. We are walking down here. We see the rhyming as we speak. I mean, we are just such huge Alice Cooper fans. I mean, as you see earlier, and if you look back into some of our podcasts, you'll see that we had interviewed Ryan Roxy, which is no longer with Alice, But again, Alice is the man, right, guys?
Yeah, but we miss you, Ryan. Wish you were here today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's right. So we are so excited. We're going to happen to be here a little bit early, and hopefully we'll run into a few of these guys we've met a couple times. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you a great show tonight. And one thing great about tonight's show, which we didn't have at the last Alice Cooper show, is Brian gets what this time?
Of course, he gets the photo pass.
That's right. I wonder how he got the photo pass. I wonder who worked so hard on that one.
Just an old buddy we met down in Atlanta called Ryan Roxy. And
that's right.
Yes, he happens to know their tour manager, a gentleman by the name of Toby.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Toby. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. We really appreciate it. So we are headed at the back of the Ryman Auditorium. There's a couple big old tour buses here.
I'd say.
Nice ones, too.
Nice tour buses.
Whoa.
And here's another tour bus that we're walking up on. And it's pulled right up next there, isn't it?
It's Tom? Close. I tell you what, they got about, 15 feet, and they are at the back door of the Ryman.
Yeah, they're nice. Another nice tour bus, I tell you.
Wow. There's an Alice Cooper fans. There's some Alice Cooper fans right there. They got some Alice Cooper albums right there. Now, they're going way back, and they have albums, too.
What are you doing with the album out here?
Hoping to see him.
Hoping to see who?
Alice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, those buses are right there.
Yep.
That's cool. What's your name? Where are you from?
Julie. I'm from Nashville.
And you are?
Frank. Same. Nashville.
We're Concert Blast. We are an internet podcast. We bring the shows to people on the internet.
Okay.
So we are sitting here looking at, you got to get a picture of this, Brian. These guys have
got the old schools out of LP.
Greatest hits, killer.
Mine blew up by now.
Oh, welcome to a nightmare.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. That would be very cool. I know to get an autograph from that.
He's going inside for the concert to take pictures.
Are you?
Hopefully. You got a photo pass?
Cool. No, I'm just going to take a little camera.
You won't be doing that tonight,
Good luck.
No, just my little camera.
Yeah. You had to get special pictures. Yeah, special passes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There might be.
A little camera, too.
That's right. Looks like another Alice fan.
Hey, you an Alice fan?
Way back.
We saw him backstage with the Stones last night up in Louisville.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get backstage?
Met Michael Cole and talked to him a little bit, told him how much money we put
in
his pocket this year. He's a promoter.
Oh, okay. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Steve. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
And you?
I'm Wendy, and I'm from Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta.
Yep.
And Atlanta. And you went up to see the Stones last night.
Correct. And they kicked butt in the pouring rain.
Was it raining?
It was raining. Pouring rain.
It's 15 degrees warmer here.
How did Alice do?
Alice showed up to Stones. Honestly, he did.
No way.
He kicked butt.
He
put out a smoking set. Put out a smoking set.
Singer is the best drummer that's ever lived.
Right. So y'all travel from Atlanta to Louisville, now back to Nashville.
Yeah, it's on the way back, so we catch back-to-back Cooper. So.
And we're done.
Are you going to St. Louis tomorrow night?
I'm not going to St. Louis. Maybe going to Atlantic City at the end of the month.
So. Atlantic City to see the Stones.
Oh, really?
And Alice Cooper at the House of Blues the next day.
Well, Damon was walking down the street. Chuck Garrick will come out and Calico. He was walking down the street.
We know Damon.
We had dinner with him last night.
It is clear.
And his wife. In Louisville. In backstage.
Oh, okay.
At the Rattlesnake Inn at the Rolling Stone.
Okay. Here we go.
We're going to get all in here with you.
That's Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Wow. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, the Stones were amazing last time.
You guys were so good.
Yeah, well,
we got to show them up. You showed how it was.
Sorry. Concert Blast. That's right, man. Good.
Good to see you, brother. What's happening?
Not much. You ever check out the website?
I get the emails all the time.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Ryan, we still can't come.
Yeah, I see Ryan Roxy podcast. Yeah. I don't see Chuck Garrick.
Ryan wants to tell you hello.
He did tell me.
Yeah, he did.
Very good, man. Yeah. So tell him I said hello, too. Oh, it's good. How's that going?
Hey, doing good. Absolutely. Doing good. We're here tonight to do this show now.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, we're doing the concert.
We wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, very good. We're glad to be.
Perfect building to do a show.
Oh, man, I know. I'm afraid of that. But it's been good. Now
you guys don't ever hit a clinker? What are you
talking about? When I do, I just slide my way right through there. Like this. There we go.
I meant to do that.
Now, they're going to rush you out of here, or are you going to have a chance to kind of go around the Nashville scene?
Dude, I've already been hitting them up today.
Already?
I was like ready for a nap. Just like
has anybody recognized you yet?
Yeah, a couple people.
Oh, cool.
You know, I don't know. But
well, how's
you know.
Your website doing?
Good, yeah. You know.
Getting a lot of stuff on it.
But yeah, I would love to do one of your things, you know, if you guys are into it.
We're into it.
We are definitely into it.
Before, after, during.
You have a band yourself, isn't that right?
Well,
or
yeah.
You did, or you still do?
I still do, but it's, you know, I got my own business, which is like kind of priority. I own a recording studio.
Hey, well, yeah,
yeah, let's play here, man.
This this is a classic.
Am I putting your email on so I can send folders to you? Because we'll have the folders.
We got it.
You got his first
just go to the website. Yeah, I get your stuff.
He gets our stuff.
But you can go to chuckgarrick.com and that contact me has got the email on
it. I just want to make sure somebody doesn't try to filter out. You never see the picture.
No.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, man. We're looking forward to the show.
Where are you guys from?
Oh, Nashville.
We try to get a picture real quick.
There you go. Now, I'm going to.
We won't bug you anymore.
I knew it. If you don't get in there.
Oh, okay.
Tom and I took our picture with him last time.
Sure did.
That's right. That's right.
It's like a million great bands, man. You can throw a booger and hit a great guitar.
That's right, man.
That work?
See if that looks good, man.
Look.
Yeah.
There you go. That'll work, man.
That'll work.
You're like.
That's right. We'll see you, Charlie.
Hey, we're trying to find Toby. You know where we find him?
Yes, sir.
We're with Concert Blast. He said to look him up. There's a problem. He fucking left us a photo pass.
That was it. I turned on. Toby.
Come in, Toby.
I have
Mike Arnold's my name.
Mike Arnold with Concert Blast here. So something about photo pass, something or another.
Doesn't ring a bell. If I forwarded the publicist and they probably didn't do anything, I'll go have a chat with them.
Yeah.
We're right here by the back door, by the bus. Your bus.
So what do you do for the Alice Cooper Bunch?
Lighting director.
Lighting director?
Yes. Aren't the Predators playing that?
Tonight.
Yeah, preseason.
Preseason game tonight,
isn't it? Yeah, he's got season passes. He always goes.
We were talking about seeing if we could walk over there and watch him warm up.
I don't know. We might be able to. It is preseason. Maybe a little less lax.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Where my feet land at the moment.
Oh, really? You're not in any proud of any particular city right now.
What town am I in tonight?
Oh, man.
I've got a place in Texas, and I've got a place in Knoxville, and I've got a place in St. Louis.
Well, you're just from here and there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Think about moving to Nashville.
Well, it's a good town, though.
Yeah, I've spent a bunch of time here. Yeah. Used to work for a company here, Bandit Lights. Worked for Brooks & Dunn for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, man. Now, this town, like you said, you can't hardly turn around without falling over a musician.
Yeah.
Right there?
You got honky-tonk right there, there, there. There's several down. You go down second.
Yep.
A few more. You got BB King's place. You got all kinds of stuff. But then again, I mean, St. Louis got a lot of stuff. I mean, Dallas got its own stuff. It's different kinds of stuff. Right. But
come on, Tubby. Where is he?
He's probably eating dinner.
You're supposed to be eating dinner too, then, aren't you?
I already ate. I went and had dinner.
What did y'all have?
I went and had dinner down at the Rock Brewery or whatever. Down the street from here. Our guest list today is so huge. It's like we got 20, 30 people from Gibson, 20, 30 people from Pearl. And then we got Bandit Lights coming out, Shoko, Claire Brothers coming out. And then you got the normal, just everyday guest list.
Well, we bought our tickets the first day.
To make sure we got in, period.
Right, period.
And we wanted the best seat. You know where we ended up? The whole expensive seats, since they released them, were gone.
Yep. Wow.
They were, I'm sure, they were guest passes.
I think this is the first time we've played Nashville, and I think Toby said 11 years, something like that.
Yes, that's about right.
It's been a long
time. Hello.
You Toby?
Yes, I am.
Mike Arnold here.
How you doing? What can I do for you?
Well,
I don't have any memory of it, but I may have forwarded it to our publicist.
No.
In which case, I wouldn't. Let me take a look, because I don't remember.
This is your email back to me.
Okay, that's not good. Oh, one photo pass.
Yeah.
That I can do.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, I can get one photo pass, and I'll bring it back in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
That I'll do, Luke.
You can all get outside, yeah.
Okay, so one photo pass.
And
oh, yeah.
I'll get you that pass in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Hey, it's Calico.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Can you say hi to us, Calico?
Sure.
Hey, I'm Mike Arnold from Concert Blast.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Wait a minute.
Well, thank you. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Yeah. We're just out here talking to the different fans. We're going to be reviewing the concert tonight, making sure you're going to crack that whip really good.
Oh, two. We've moved up to two now.
Two.
Look out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's good. I caught him in the eye the other night, so we're working out some bugs.
Good grief, man.
He took it like a pro, though.
How long have you been on the road with him?
About 10 years. Can you believe it? I started when I was like 15 years old.
And your mama taught you?
Of course she taught me. There's no better person to learn how to wield a whip from than your mother.
Can we get a picture?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, very good.
So, Calico, you ready for tonight?
I am ready for tonight.
So, what do you do to get prepared? You do flips and stuff. Do you have to do stretches and stuff like that?
I was born Gumby. No. No, I listen to punk rock music and just bounce around my dressing room. And so
really?
By the time I get to the show, I'm actually really tired.
Oh, wow. So you just stroll up there going,
I need a nap.
Am I ready now?
So what's the next big Hollywood thing for you?
I have to leave for a couple days in the middle of the tour. My mom's going to come take over for me for a couple days because I have to go finish a movie that I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So it's going to be cool. It's called Dakota Sky. And
you gonna kill anybody in it?
No, this is actually like a heartfelt movie.
Oh,
not like a heart ripped movie.
No, no, not like I'm eating your heart movie. Like an I have a heart movie.
Wow,
this is great.
That's good.
So, what's your role in it?
My role is I play like kind of the guru waitress, you know, the one where you go to the cafe and you're bummed out and she always has the answers for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's me anyway.
Oh, how's that? It's like the waitress hairdresser.
Exactly. Exactly. Except I'm not gay.
That's a good thing.
That's good to know.
Well, let's clarify that, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. You got a special man in your life?
I do have a I do. He's in a band called Still Standing, a rock band in LA, and they're from Philly, so they're doing their album right now. And
that's great.
Yep, yeah, but it's got to be hard having your chick out in the road, too. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Long distance there.
Exactly.
All text, emails, and phone calls.
We have a deep text love. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Ryan Roxy said to tell you hello.
Ah!
Yes.
I have to call him. I want to tell him about the Stone stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you missed that.
No.
We review all the concerts in the area, go all over the South. And,
really?
We did y'all's Chastain Park last year.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And we interviewed Ryan down there. Uh-huh. Met him.
He's a great interviewer.
Yes. He does
it
very well.
Take off.
Give me that mic. I'll take it.
He had a webcast for a while. I'm not sure if he still does, but I loved listening to that thing. It was so
cool. Oh, you got his podcast.
Oh, Roxy's podcast. Big Rock.
And you were on there.
Yeah. Roxy, I was on there.
Yeah.
One of the first interviews. He caught me on like the worst day ever. I was like, what? He's like, come talk to the radio show. Kiss my butt.
Well, we started about the same time, but he only does it every now and then.
Yeah, just
we do them weekly.
The mood strikes his fancy. Yeah.
I think Stockholm probably cut back on that a little bit. No.
Well, it must be hard, yeah.
That's right. So what kind of a show can we expect tonight?
A bloody one.
Oh, really? Good.
That's good to know.
Well, you know, everything we do is tongue-in-cheek.
Simply put.
Yeah, but I don't mince words.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, everything we do is very tongue-in-cheek. It's very funny, and I think, you know, we do it with the hopes that everybody gets the joke.
Yes.
You know, we're doing it and we're like, but, you know, everybody knows that it's like, when we turn around, we're going.
It's an Alice Cooper show, right?
Yeah.
That's
right.
It's a family show, right?
It is. And you know what? I've seen more kids out recently because I think, like, you know, the parents of these kids, their parents wouldn't let them come see it because it was devil worship and la, 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 la. But now they're going to show their kids that it was cool. And, you know, it's just theatrical. It's just a good time. You know, and I purposely do things over the top and a little, like, silly, just so the kids aren't like, half-naked woman scaring me.
Running around with a whip.
Yeah. I make sure that, you know, I'd accidentally hit myself a couple times and the kids get a laugh.
It's pretty funny in Wish I Was Born in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
When you do all that posing and stuff. Yeah. And then you walk, and when he introduces you. When Alice introduces you and you flip up your... There's something written on your backside.
That's hot.
That's right. You still have that?
I still... The original underwear is still holding up. I don't know how.
Wow.
I don't want to know how.
That's pretty good.
But this is the same pair we started with. So I'm just kind of like, we got bets going on when they're finally just going to split.
Wow.
And just go...
Oh, that's something else.
Now, your hose, they're kind of ripped up, aren't they?
On purpose, though.
Oh, okay.
Those are on purpose. I'm supposed to look beat up, and it would be weird if I had all these cuts and bruises on top and then, like, perfect tights. Should we go for the continuity here in the Alice Cooper game?
There you go.
That's right. We've got to ask you something. Since it's an Alice Cooper show, tell us one of the craziest things you ever seen that happened out in the audience.
Well, this is not the craziest thing, but just yesterday at the Stone Show, this guy, and school's out, he's coming down this huge ramp on the Churchill Downs. He's got these enormous beers. You know he just spent, like, at least $100 on these things. And he's walking, this big fat dude, and he's, like, coming down the thing, and he's not even looking. And this orange balloon is like, boo! And we all saw it roll, no!
There it goes.
And he's coming down to his seats, and it just hits him, and the beer was like, woof! And it just stopped for a minute. We're like...
Oh, no.
And the guy looked up and he's like,
oh, no.
And what are you going to do? You're like, sorry.
Would you like to have a video of that?
Oh, it was great because his look was oblivious. Like, all of a sudden, there's like an orange balloon upon him. He's like,
Wow.
From the balloons that y'all threw out in the crowd?
Yeah, and it just found its way, like, miraculously to this guy's beer chest.
Oh, wow. Man, that's awesome.
But it's little moments like that where, like, I'm sorry, but that made the show
there
work.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, I know you're busy. Are you busy?
Yeah. No, I'm calling the boo.
Oh.
Gotta check in, right?
Tell him you've just been having a really nice conversation with three guys.
I will do. I'm like, hey, these guys are really nice. You like talked about so much stuff.
You are an actress.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah,
she's
you
good.
Can't only kill people. You can act.
See, that's why I'm in a not slasher movie right now.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Is it going to be a national thing? Is it independent?
Well, it's all my films so far have been indie stuff.
Yeah.
But it's good because you actually get paid.
That's good.
The studio doesn't take all the money.
That's good.
But, yeah, and you have, like, input artistically. So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's definitely cool.
Yeah. Is that a reminder for something that I am on YouTube?
No, all right, Jesus is the great I am.
Oh, very good. God bless you. That's great. Wonderful.
That's great.
So I have it on my shoe. And then if, you know, somebody else asks and I'm in a different mood, I'm like, no, I am. And you say, you are what? Well, whatever. You know, if you're like, I am stupid, yep, uh-oh, pretty much.
Uh-oh. Yeah, show, yeah, that's right.
Hey, can you say hi to us, Toby?
Yes.
Yes, I can. What else you want
to
know?
Would you like me to? I can. Or would you like me to?
This is the tour manager for Alice Cooper. He just come down here.
I'm able to. I don't know. I'm trained.
We're like...
he's been trained. Same school?
We're a riot a minute
we
on this tour.
We went to different schools together.
Oh, wow.
Here's the photo pass.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Can we get a picture with you?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling GQ.
Oh there's the bow on the phone. Hey,
right.
Thank you very much, Calico.
We appreciate it.
I'm going to go kill myself now. I'm not feeling well today. It's one of those, every once in a while you get a little tour flu or a little run down.
Oh,
little,
yeah.
And it just happened to hit me today just driving into town. Nothing to do with the town. I love the town.
Yeah.
But a lot of time, there are a lot of good friends here that I canceled on this afternoon to hang out with.
Nope.
Because I'm just not feeling well.
I bet you could have a couple hour nap right now.
Well, I'm going to, once we get things going in a little while, I'm going to go lie down on the bus for a couple hours, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
But,
all right. What time's showtime?
Crash Kelly at 8, Alice around 9. Pretty darn good young band.
Really?
We like to help young bands. They're on a label called Liquor and Poker.
It's a great
little label. And everything on Liquor and Poker is great. Whether it's Fireball Ministry or Hanoi Rocks or Backyard Babies or...
American Heartbreak.
Yeah, American Heartbreak. There's another band, Crucified Barbara. They're just... Somebody there gets it the way I get it. You know, we have similar taste. You know, they just love everything on their label. So we help their bands out. Fireball Ministry's been opening for us. Crash Kelly has. Dirty Americans have. I mean, half their roster.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
How long have you been with Alice?
20 years and 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I came on for 6 months guaranteed.
The rest of it,
the rest of it would be gravy.
That's quite an extended contract.
A lot of gravy.
So we appreciate you.
You've been eating spinach, haven't you?
No, I don't. It's a good time to pick on Popeye, though. I haven't been eating spinach. It's a great time to pick on Popeye.
Well, yeah, it is. Take care, Toby. Thank you again.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Well, we just witnessed the Alice Cooper show. What do you think?
Man, I tell you what, I never thought I could ever see Alice any better than he was tonight.
How about you, Brian?
Man.
Oh, man, he was fantastic.
Hey, how'd you like the Alice Cooper show?
Excellent.
Yeah, what's
excellent.
Your name? Where are you from?
Ray, Nashville.
Oh, yeah? What's so special about you, Ray? Tell everybody that's listening,
special,
the millions around the world, what's so special about you?
Wow. Come on, Ray.
31 years ago, my dear cousin Mike took me to my first concert, which happened to be the Alice Cooper Welcome to My Nightmare Tour.
And that's something.
And I haven't missed a show since.
You know who your cousin Mike is, don't you? Hey, Hunter, did you get him?
No.
You didn't get him?
No.
He should be coming out.
I can't. I got these. I'm with some other people.
Oh, are you?
Will you just tell him hello from me, man?
I sure will. Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you living in Atlanta now?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. We just go there for shows from time to time.
That's great, man.
Yeah, we just happen to catch you.
Killer band. My God.
Do you play Atlanta more than you do here?
Yeah, yeah. A lot more.
Man, they really loved you down there when we saw you.
Oh, we had a good time, man.
You know, Hunter? Melting the party hats.
Oh, okay.
Now he knows you.
Yeah.
That's my cousin Ray.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. He's always had a really good band, but I mean, they were killer.
Not as good as yours, though, right?
It's good to see right. y'all.
When I see Damon, I will tell him you came by, tried to see him, and
I came by twice. How long? How long did it take
for him to come out?
Yeah.
Sometimes about 30 minutes, sometimes an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you better get.
All right, see y'all. Y'all get good.
All right. Take care, man. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
And your hair.
And your outfit.
Can I have that, please? I save it for scrapbooks every concert I go to.
You want
please.
One of those?
Please.
Yeah.
I can have it?
Yeah, hey.
Thank
what,
you.
Yeah, $50, it's yours.
That's all. Oh. That's all.
Okay, $45, you're a friend.
That's right.
I'll give you $1. How about that? How about that?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Here, I got one.
You got one?
I got it.
You
got
to log on and listen to us. And then you can tell everybody all about us when you show us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now
you got the laminate, so you got to tell everybody about us, okay?
I will.
How'd you like the show tonight?
I love the show. I came here for my mom. She loves Alice Cooper. She's loved him since way back in the day. And I love him now because she loves him. And what? She wore this pin at the last Alice Cooper concert she went to when she was
cool.
a teenager, and now I wore it to this one.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
You really need to interview her mom. Right?
Where is she? Wow.
She's up here.
You want to introduce us? You're the lady right here that introduced her to Alice Cooper.
Yes.
Oh, I can't hear from the radio.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. Everybody's here. Round of applause for this lady right here. Yay! Hey, we're camera boy. Hey, are y'all ready to do a sing-along?
Yeah!
Hey,
yeah!
Hey, what do you want to sing? What do you want to sing? Give me a good Alice Cooper song. We ain't got no choice.
All the girls and boys making all the noise.
Oh, we forgot already.
Because they got a new choice.
Well, they can't salute ya. Can't find a flag.
If that don't suit ya, that's the drag.
Us
school's out for summer.
Bang, bang, bang.
School's out forever. School's been blown to pieces.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Teresa. I'm from here.
Hey, and your name?
Michael, I'm from here.
Let me take a picture of Teresa and Michael. They look good for tonight. All right, everybody got your card yet? Everybody, hey, everybody line up. You got to get your cards here to hear yourself on the internet. Everybody was singing tonight.
Check it out.
Woo! Log on, listen to yourself singing. School's out tonight.
Just got a little pee on me.
I tell you what, we've been here several times. I've never seen a crowd like this.
That's right.
Anybody here like Alice Cooper?
Yeah!
Amen, brothers. Everybody's good. Now, if y'all want to get him out of here, let's all chant Alice.
Yeah.
Alice! 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 Alice!
Well, we hear the chanting of the Alice Cooper show.
Yes, they are. Well, they're waiting for him, aren't they? Excited, what do you think?
I tell you. Alice!
He's probably hiding. He was taking pictures of her. Hey, you got a cane.
Yo.
Hey, nice. Thanks for bringing it back. Thanks for bringing it back. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
We got to get you a picture with the cane.
From Atlanta, this is my tent on this tour.
You're from Atlanta?
Yeah. Came
Did
here
from
the
tent. You see him at Chastain Park last year?
Yes.
We were there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we were doing the same thing.
We were here. We've been following. We went to Florida.
Woo!
This time last year, we were in Florida watching him in Fort Myers and Naples and Orlando.
What's your name?
Tracy Turner.
Tracy Turner from Atlanta.
From Atlanta. We're awesome. We love him.
All right, now, I'm sitting here talking to some members of a band. What's the name of the band?
Skulkin.
Okay, what's your name?
Michael Wayne Laster.
Michael, what do you do for Skulkin?
I'm the guitar player and the vocalist.
And you?
I'm Chris Smith, lead black metal cowbell.
And you?
I'm Crisco Fettuccino, the bass player.
All right, and what do you do?
Nothing.
She gets girls to dance on stage for us.
All right. What do you play? You play around here?
Yes.
What do you play?
We're playing October 14th at Wall Street in Murfreesboro, and October the 30th at the Muse in Nashville with Goat Whore.
All right. So what kind of music is it?
Very influenced by Alice Cooper.
Very good. All right. Yeah.
You can check out our website on Skulkin or www.myspace/Skulkin.
/.
Something like that.
Yeah. Skulkin, though. Myspace.com/Skulkin.
That's right.
SKULLKIN. There you go. Now get down there and listen to these guys. You got some samples on there?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to get on there. All right. Concert Blast has a MySpace, too, by the way, all those people listening. MySpace.com/Concert Blast. We're a family show. Y'all family music?
Parental Guidance.
Oh, you ever had the Parental Guidance little
thing? PG-13.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, you wear that makeup on stage?
Yes,
we do.
Really?
It's more drastic.
You too?
A lot more drastic, a lot more blood.
My goodness.
I'll hook you up a link on MySpace. We got 17,000 friends in there. I'll hook you up.
Do you really?
Wow. Yeah.
Anything for sale?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Need them? Get some albums and stuff, CDs?
Yes.
Hey, here's Crash Kelly. Hello, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Come on over here and talk to me. Y'all know Skulkin?
No.
There you go. Hey, these guys are from Toronto, right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, welcome to the United States of America.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, I'm Mike, by the way.
Hey, I'm Sean.
Sean.
How are
you? Sean.
Yeah.
You got a cross on.
Yeah.
That means something, or is that just jewelry?
No, man, that means something to me.
What's it? Tell me about it.
Oh, I'm a Christian, man.
Oh, well, God bless you, man.
Yep.
All right.
Got a sin to be saved, but, I'm working on it.
Now, you working on the rest of your band members now?
What's that? No, hey, man, each guy follows his own path, you know what I mean?
It's up to you now to, you know, spread the gospel, okay?
Hey, man. You live the gospel, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, can we get a picture of you?
Yeah, of course, man.
There you go.
Get a pair, Tom.
Okay.
Hey, get your guys together.
Hey, Sean.
Great job, man.
Crash Kelly, go out there and get some of their albums. How many albums y'all got out?
We're on our second right now.
Are you?
Yeah, we just released our second record. Gilby Clark produced it.
Yeah.
So we're out there promoting that.
Y'all got a website?
Yeah, crashkelly.ca.
Oh, yeah, you're in Canada.
That's right.
CA, oh, yeah, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We got a lot of listeners in Canada, actually.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, we do.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to checking you guys out when I get home.
There you go.
Or on the road with my iMac.
That's right. You got a laptop.
Hey, nice talking to you guys.
Hey, likewise, man. Good luck with everything.
You too.
Absolutely.
Bless you too, by the way.
Bless you. Yeah, brother.
Chuck Garrick is coming down the stairs, and everybody's here screaming. And Chuck says, let me out. All right, let Chuck through, guys. All right, Chuck.
You need me to sign anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Chuck is already getting all kinds of autographs and stuff. All right, get him a better pen. Hey, Chuck, use this.
Is that a Sharpie?
Yeah. There you go, Chuck. Use that and just keep it there. Here comes Calico. You were bloody.
I was. I came up okay.
Did a great job tonight, too.
Thank you.
You rocked on Brutal Planet Live.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I wish I could.
Seems like so long ago, man. It's like a billion years ago.
I wish y'all would play more off that.
I'm going to drop this bag up. I think we're going to go over to Tootsie's.
Thank you, Calico. Great show. Great show. What a great evening, huh?
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. I'm shocked they're coming out the door here. I thought they were already gone.
I bet Alice is.
You didn't see while you were standing here? A bunch of the Predators just walked by.
Are you kidding?
Who's this guy?
This is Chuck Garrett. He's the bass player for tonight.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
We have someone here on the inside who's going to tell us some information here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Security Guard Ross!
Try to be helpful, folks.
Bus call is 1 a.m. Charlie is the bus driver. They're driving to St. Louis overnight for a load-in tomorrow morning.
Nicest security officer in the world. He's been cool.
You are cool, aren't you?
Just trying to help you out, guys.
Hey, everybody say thanks, Ross!
I'm a fan, too. Welcome. Have a nice day. You guys do great work, too.
Okay, hey,
now, the crew bus is the other bus, the first bus down by the street. That will be leaving at 1 a.m. if you want to get any crew autographs. Notice how that bus is pointing out? it's going to drive away without stopping. Okay?
Yeah, but are you a coward? Are you a coward to let us in? Or are you just going to let us
in? What, do you want to come in and help us sweep up?
Hey, maybe he does.
Let's go through the Jackson Browne song. It's called Loadout. Let's all sing it together. The chick left with the band.
Yeah.
They're gone.
No, well, I think I like being here with you.
Ross, you're entertaining.
Keep, see that elevator over there on the loading dock? Keep your eyes on it. The ramp goes right down to the front door of the bus.
Here comes Eric. Eric Singer, guys. Mr. Eric Singer, how you doing?
What is this?
This is Concert Blast Podcast.
How do I know? You look like some guy that's making it up as he goes along. Right?
Well, I do make it up as I go along. Come on out here, Toby.
Toby Mavis, everybody, right here. Toby Mavis.
Hey, Toby, thanks for everything tonight, buddy.
Say goodbye.
Hope you're feeling better.
Hey, Eric, can you get one of your bras?
Yeah, real quick. Hey, hold on. Hey, where'd you live?
Off Shard Road.
Good job.
There's a lot of chats for it. I don't know where it's at. You're far out.
Well, no, where? In
Cleveland? Yeah. Because I used to get off East 260th. I talked to you for a little while in Atlanta last time you played down there.
Okay.
And then you mentioned you were off East 270.
Went to Euclid High School.
Wow. Yeah, you got it.
It's good to see you.
Man.
Very good to see you.
Oh, Ryan. Ryan Roxy said to tell you hello.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And I haven't seen Ryan in a long time.
Thanks, Eric. See you later.
That's got to be Damon coming up.
It is. So, Damon Johnson just walked in. And he's signing a lot of autographs, a lot of people surrounding him as soon as he walked down the steps.
I've learned from the boss, man. He's taught me to keep it.
Hello, Damon.
Can I touch the prayer?
Sorry. What's that now? Can you touch it?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, Damon. Brass from the John Wake Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're there. Rooting young, man.
Good to see you.
Salute.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Hunter Armstrong said to tell you hello. He couldn't stick around.
All right, he was out here.
Yeah, Hunter wanted to stick around. He had some people with him. He said, tell him that I said I miss him, and he loved it.
I love that boy.
Great show tonight.
Please tell him hello, and I hope I get to see him next time.
You just did.
I love you, Hunter.
See you, Damon. I love a jacket, man. Well, that was a fun night meeting everybody at the Alice Cooper Show backstage there at the Ryman Auditorium, huh, guys?
Yes, it was, man. We had a great time.
How about you, Brian? Did you have a good time tonight?
Oh, very good time. Very good.
What a show. What a show. What a show, man.
What a great show. This reminds me a lot of The Train. You know how each individual one came out by himself?
Yep. That's exactly right. Same one.
And you never saw the lead singer.
That's the same
thing.
Right.
See you, Damon. Next time, buddy.
Yeah, man. Good to see you guys again.
You too.
Thanks for coming.
All righty.
Right on.
That's
right
it, man.
Okay, for Concert Blast, this is Tom signing off.
This is Mike signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Woo! I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.